Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a podcast and podcast show that brings you leadership lessons, knowledge, experience, and wisdom from thousands of successful individuals from around the world. I'm your host, Ashutosh Garg, and today I'm delighted to welcome a fellow podcast host and an author from Hyderabad, India, Srijatha Bhatnagar. Srijatha, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ashutosh.
Srijatha is a podcast host of a podcast titled Setback Leadership Podcast. She's an author and her latest book is titled Soar. So Srijatha, before I go any further, when I was reading about you, you're called the Iron Lady Who Can Cry. How did you get this name and why did you get this name?
I think that's a story that actually one of those turning point stories in my life, you know. And this is many years back when I was going through a lot of challenges, a lot of setbacks in my life. I mean, I was having financial challenges at that point in time. My business was going down the drain. Mm-hmm. I was having emotional challenges, going through depression. I was having a relationship challenge where my relationship with my husband was, you know, almost on the verge of tearing apart and all of that. At that point in time, I kind of bumped into a mentor and he was doing a personal development workshop. So I kind of coaxed my husband to go with me to do that personal development workshop for couples. And in that, something happened which actually gave me this name. Okay. Now, let me just quickly share that with the viewers, what happened. So there were about 200 plus couples there. And then there was one, you know, one task that we had to do was you had to bend an iron rod, a strong iron rod with your neck, the softest portion of your neck. You had to bend it. And you had to do it with your partner. Now, I mean, I'm generally an excited person. I'm generally a person who likes to try something new, etc. And the moment he said that, I was excited that I would get to do something new with my partner, my husband. But the twist in the tale was that the partner was not my husband, but another stranger man. So the moment I got to know that, I started having cold sweats and I didn't know what to do. Then comes the situation when we have to go to the stage and do this. And my partner, who I didn't know before that, started pushing harder. Like, so both of us have to hold it on our neck and then push against each other to, you know, bend that rod. And I didn't know what to do. One side, it was poking me in my throat. And another side, I didn't know how much to push, not to push. Can I trust this person? Can I not trust this person? So in that form, I started crying. You know, I kind of got really emotional. And and the fact that I was not able to do the exercise made me feel like a failure, real big failure. So I started crying very badly. So then the mentor realized something was really wrong with me. And I was on the verge of giving up. So he comes up on the stage and he says, okay, no problem. You don't have to do with him. You can try this with me. I won't move. You can trust me wholly. You can push how much ever you want to push. So he took the you know, the rod on his throat, stood there like this without, with his hands folded behind, so that I'm not scared of his stature or anything like that. And he allowed me to do it. The first time I couldn't do it. Second time I just couldn't do it. Third time I tried hard, still I couldn't do it. Lastly, when I could do it, I really broke down.
Wow.
This was a mix of you know, the triumph over a setback, or call it that breaking through your inner you know, beliefs that you can't trust people, or many emotions got together. And because the entire room was watching me try to do this, and I was the only one who was getting troubled with that, and then I started crying. So the whole room started cheering me, saying that you are the Iron Lady Who Can Cry. And that's how the name came
about. How interesting. And is that when you moved into what you call setback leadership?
That was probably the first nail, you know, for this particular thing that I'm called about today. Who I am today is probably, that's the first step towards it. It so happened, it got, you know, I was an entrepreneur before I became a global speaker and an author. So as an entrepreneur in Bangalore, at that time I was in Bangalore. So we all know how is the Bangalore startup space, right? So at that time we had all this macho heroism in entrepreneurship. Everybody was talking about funding, this many, you know, this much revenue, that much funding, this much valuation and all of that. It's all about, I did this, my company did that and blah, 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 blah. And sitting in one of those rooms, I would always think, okay, all of these are great successes, but I'm sure something didn't go right. What are those? Nobody talks about those stories. So this thought would keep bothering me. And at the same time, 91 Springboard was holding a startup fest. And they gave me a call and they said that we are holding this fest. We want entrepreneurs to come and talk about their failings. And in that, initially I was like, hello? No, I don't think I can talk about failure. What's wrong with you? How can I embarrass myself in front of the whole crowd? That's not happening. In this kind of cajole said, no, 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 you're not the one. There are five other entrepreneurs who are also going to share their setbacks and all of that. So I was like, oh, all right, fine. And I was the fifth one to speak. I was like, okay, great. Which means the stage will be set. I'll go there and I'll talk and I'll let it go. You know, and that's how I kind of built up my mind and I prepared and went. I realized the four or five people before me actually did not talk about setbacks. They were talking about successes. And I was wondering, what do I do now? Should I really talk about setbacks or should I go ahead, change and, you know, talk about my good stuff that I did. I did this, I did that. And then I took a deep breath and I said, chuck it, whatever I have planned, let me do that.
Okay.
I did that. I got off the stage. And the stage was, I mean, the crowd was silent. I was taken aback. I was like, really? That means I have either goofed up completely badly or something totally went wrong. But then each person came up to me and actually congratulated me because I opened my vulnerabilities out. That day, their setback leadership was born.
Amazing. So for my viewers and listeners, what my understanding from you is that if you make yourself vulnerable and are willing to share your learnings from setbacks, that is the beginning of a setback leadership program. You are the guru on this. Tell me, what exactly does setback leadership mean?
I mean, see, a lot of people ask me this question, setbacks and leadership don't go together well. How do you, you know, mix these two? But for me, I always believe that every setback is an opportunity to grow and succeed. It is just that, you know, they say, right, behind every success, there's a lot of stepping stones that are there. And the more the stepping stones, more faster you walk on those stepping stones, the faster you will reach your goals. That's how it is. So to answer in one line, what is setback leadership? Setback leadership is the art and science of identifying the challenges that you're going through, identifying the opportunities inside those, and leveraging those for your growth and success.
How interesting. You also say that setbacks are awesome and you must embrace them for exponential growth and success. Can you help me understand this with an example or an anecdote?
Sure, absolutely. So, I mean, last 2 years have given us ample amount of examples in this regard, right? So, let me give you my examples itself. In 2020, in the beginning of 2020, in fact, in 2019 also, I started my professional speaking journey from 2017. And 2019 is when I launched my first book. So the pre-COVID era, all of us were fond of stages. We would go in front of the crowd. We would look into the crowd, look there, look there, look there, and talk about it, right? We never spoke into the camera, which we are doing today, right? So like everybody, even I was totally averse of talking in the camera. I just could not talk into the camera. That was something that I just couldn't do. It's like, how can you talk to the camera? It's just not possible. Then suddenly the lockdown happened and all my speaking gigs, everything that I was doing suddenly became zero. And I was wondering, what can I do now? And at the other side in my mind, it was playing, I'm supposed to be the setback leadership champion. Mm. If I don't know how to leverage this goddamn situation, how can I teach others, right?
Correct.
So that's when I started getting into a self-exploratory journey and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And a person who could not make a video looking into the camera or talk to the camera made 100 videos in 3 months in 2020.
Mm-hmm. And these
so that is what is leveraging a situation. Yes, go for it, Ashutosh.
And no, as I said, these are your podcasts, is it?
Firstly, I didn't start with my podcast. Podcast mm-hmm. was when I became more confident on the camera, and that's when I went into podcasting.
Okay.
Podcasting was done in 2021. In 2020, I created this 100 videos for a particular course that I wanted to build. For speakers, I think we will be talking about it a little later.
Correct.
But while doing that course and while creating those little videos for my audiences, I eventually realized that, oh shit, I did 100 plus videos already. Mm. And I was thinking I couldn't talk to the camera.
Mm. Very interesting. And, you know, this is as good a time as any to ask you about your 9-step model for going from pro bono to paid speaker. And I'm assuming this is the 100 videos you were speaking about.
Yes, that's right. So, I mean, as a speaker, as a, you know, as part of a community of professional speakers, I do believe that it's my responsibility to give back to the society.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when I kind of created this 9-step model, because I do see in India especially that a lot of speakers are struggling. A lot of people, they call themselves public speakers. They call themselves speakers. They want to go up on stage and speak, but ultimately, they either get not paid at all, they're doing pro bono work, or they are getting paid in peanuts. And I feel you are sharing your hard-earned knowledge, experience, and models. How do you then don't get paid? Whole world is earning in millions and millions of rupees on this. Then why you are not earning? Right. So that's how I created this 9-step model, which basically allows you to do step-by-step exercises and actions you need to take that takes you from a pro bono to a paid speaker.
Okay.
So let me give you what are these 9 steps quickly, just by one by
yes,
one.
Yes, please. Of course.
Yeah. So one would be, the first one would be that you need to identify a niche. Like Ashutosh is called the brand you. The moment you know Ashutosh, you immediately it comes in mind the brand you. The second thing is that you need to have a positioning in the sense, if I ask you, what do you speak on? Can you answer that in one sentence effectively? The third one is that you need to have something called a one pager. Most often I see people send some 10-page, 12-page brochures whenever they need to be hired, but that doesn't work. People don't have time to read that.
Right.
So that's the third thing. Fourth thing is that you need to create a website that works. Fifth, you need to have assets that talk about your credibility, your online assets, especially in today's world. The fifth thing is, how are you building your social media brand? The sixth thing is about, how do you create the speech that remains, lingers in people's mind? The seventh thing is, how do you create ripple effect with that? So for example, what we are doing right now, Ashutosh, you and I, is basically creating a ripple effect. You are creating a ripple effect on the brand called you, and I'm creating a ripple effect for so, right? Then how do you create your authority? The seventh one is, the eighth one is about, how do you create your authority? And the last one is, how do you create your thought leadership? And you know, how do you really come across as a brand that is called you? So this is what it's all about. And it talks about every action that you need to take in every step.
How interesting. And I'm assuming that a lot of these points are already also in your new book.
Well, the book is primarily targeted towards women managers and leaders in the corporate who are struggling with different kinds of stereotypes or biases or glass ceilings that are not allowing them to grow.
Okay.
So not much of it is there in the book. But yeah, I'm coming up with another book, which will be targeted towards speakers completely.
Okay. So since we started speaking about your book, tell me about your book, Soar, and what are some of the challenges women face in the corporate world?
Well, many of them, I think, again, I mean, I would say that when I was there in the corporate eons ago, it feels like another lifetime altogether. Mm-hmm. But then when I was there, I had faced many challenges. Like, for example, when I went through pregnancy, I was demoted after I came back from my wow. pregnancy leave without any reason. There was no reason whatsoever provided why I was demoted, because I was a high performer and a star performer just before I went for a break. And when I came back, I was demoted. Why? Because my boss, who was again a woman leader, felt that now that I have a baby, I need to be given less demanding work. So, you know, so that was so talking about 10, 15 years back.
Sure.
Even today, such kind of things are happening. And especially after the COVID, it has become even more difficult for women to perform to their best capabilities and still be receiving that empathetic, you know, viewpoint from their companies. Slowly the companies are changing, and that's a great thing, but we still have a long way to go. So the book basically talks about what are those things that are coming your way, and how do you identify them, and how do you get rid of them so that you're able to grow faster.
Fascinating. And your new book that you're coming up with?
So the new book that I'm coming up with is, I mean, around the 9 steps to become world-class speaker. And I am breaking it into a 3-part book, which will be more like a workbook, more than actually a book reading, because it will have a lot of activities to do.
Okay. Okay. Wonderful. And your book, Soar, will it be available on all the platforms like Amazon, etc.?
Yes, it's there in Amazon. Currently, it is in ebook format alone. So anybody who has a phone, laptop, or Kindle can read it on their devices just like that.
Wonderful.
And if you really want a paperback copy, then let me know, because I'm just doing a quick research to understand how much of us really read paperback in today's world, you know. So that will help.
Fair enough. So I've got time for a few more questions. Let me ask you a couple of questions on your podcast. Tell me a little bit about the Setback Leadership podcast and what are the areas you talk about?
Yeah, so Setback Leadership podcast is one of my most, you know, favorite projects, let's put it that way, because I get to talk, I get to interact with new and new people, and I get to learn from them a lot. So that was the purpose of the podcast. That was one thing. Second thing is that through these podcasts, and it's also a podcast, that's a video podcast, I wanted to bring out the issues that leaders are facing and how they have leveraged those in their life. And what learning can the listeners get from that? So it goes through seasons, you know, so season one, season two, season three. We just concluded season one in December, and I'm currently working on season two.
Okay.
It's like your Netflix series, as you need to wait for your season two for a while, you know. So the season one, we focused on breaking glass ceilings for women leaders, where we had leaders from all across the world from, for example, places like USA, Spain, Singapore, Maldives, and other Indian leaders as well, coming and talking about their personal challenges and how did they break those glass ceilings or stereotypes in their own organizations, and allowing women to really, you know, get lessons from that and implement in their world.
How interesting. So, Sujitha, I've got time for one more question. And I'm going to ask you a question after such an amazing journey where you've had your own share of setbacks, and you've actually used your setbacks to build an absolutely amazing consulting you know, business, if I can say that. What would you say are 3 life lessons that you would want our viewers and listeners to take away from our conversation?
See, my first one would be setbacks are awesome, because that has really propelled me to who I am today. If you had probably seen me 20 years back, you wouldn't even imagine that I would probably reach here. So that's why I would say that setbacks are awesome. Instead of getting scared of them, instead of avoiding them, welcome them in your life when they come. Of course, don't bring them on your own, but when it comes, just, you know, grab it and leverage it. That's one. Second is get comfortable with the uncomfortable.
Okay.
Because today's world is filled with too many uncomfortable things happening around us. Mm. And we don't know what comfort is. So the more you get comfortable with the uncomfortable, the more resilient you will become.
Correct.
And the third one is, there is nothing called perfection.
Mm-hmm.
There is only perfect imperfections in this world.
Wow.
Okay. So you look at nature, you look at anything in the world, you will only see imperfections. And that is what makes us beautiful. And that's what you should be really be proud of, your imperfections. These are three of my really strong life lessons.
How interesting. And on that note of there is nothing perfect, but there are perfect imperfections. Sujata, thank you so much for speaking to me. Thank you for talking to me about setback leadership. Thank you for all those amazing examples you've given me. Thank you also for talking to me about your book, Soar. I'll certainly go and look for it on Amazon, and I'll ask my viewers and listeners to also check out the book if it's available. And thank you again for sharing your 9-step model for going from pro bono to a paid speaker. Thank you again and good luck.
Thank you so much, Ashutosh, for having me there. It's totally my pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast, a platform that brings you knowledge, experience and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website www.tbcy.in to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram and Twitter. Just search for The Brand Called You.